Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Happy Monday. We're back from vacation. Summer rolls on.
Check it out.
What is it?
Uzis or Vuzis are back.
Oh. Oh.
She told me she was going to be filming some, and then someone, I guess you put, you must have put the word on the street, because people are texting in if you can review this product.
What is
or that
product? I couldn't figure out what it was.
Personal care device.
Uh-huh.
It's a female libido enhancement product.
What does that mean?
Well, that's, I think that's a, it's a sex toy, right?
No, isn't it to like get chicks horny?
Anyway, what did you come up with for the...
Y'all have to wait. I'll let you know later
this week.
Oh, you're going to post one later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Later this week.
I'm excited. Haven't seen a Uzi's reviews in a long time.
It's been a little bit. We have, you know, Vanessa, our board op?
Yeah.
She's came over my house over the weekend.
Her.
And
she's great.
I know. She's so adorable. So we did a few products.
Fantastic. That's on the Uzette channel on YouTube. Everyone should subscribe to that.
Yeah.
All right, this part of the program is brought to you by Spot Hero. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697. That is our phone number. Call it now. And if you're calling 97, you win a pair of tickets to California's Great America, celebrating the Taste of New Orleans Festival this weekend and next. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Time for Celebrity Trash, and it's brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com.
Sounds good.
So, the charts this week, of course, we've missed a couple weeks here, and so there were some new releases that have charted that we didn't listen to. Drake has fallen to 10th place. So More Life is at number 10 with 29,000 copies.
Seeing you got ritualistic, cleansing my soul of addiction.
The Moana soundtrack sold a little more than 29,000 for 9th place.
I'm just an ordinary.
I was going to say Drake should take a vacation, but Moana should also join him and go on vacation. Good grief.
Calvin Harris has an album called Funk Wave Bounces, Volume 1, 30,000 copies of that moved for 8th place. At number 7, Haim's new record has debuted in 7th place. Something to Tell You, 32,000 copies.
It's gotten really good reviews, too.
Just know that I want you back.
Oh, they did this song on SNL.
Just know that I want you back.
And the weirdest bass face you've ever seen.
Oh my God, I love it so
fun.
Much. They're good. It would have been fun to listen to this last Friday, huh? I guess we should take less vacation.
Huh?
Hilarious. coming in at number 6 was Imagine Dragons Evolve, 35,000 copies of that.
The master of my CEO. I was broken.
The star of last night's Game of Thrones episode, Ed Sheeran. Divide, his record sold 36,000 copies. In 4th place is DJ Khaled, Grateful, sold 50,000 copies. Number 3 is Kendrick Lamar's Damn, 54,000 copies of that.
Been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances.
debuting in second place is 21 Savage, Issa Album. Issa Album. 77,000 copies. Good for second place.
Be careful when you dumping your action. I ain't no sucker, I ain't cuffing no action. Nah. The streets raised me, I'm a hoe.
I'm waiting for that guy to say something.
And your new number one.
You can actually understand him, huh?
Yeah, kinda.
I've been smoking gas and I ain't got no action. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. Yeah, in my bank account.
He's got 8 million in his bank account?
Yeah, in my bank account. Yeah,
in my bank account.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shooters ready to gun you down.
Jesus. Yeah. 21 Savage is that guy's name.
Hello, police.
There's a millionaire with some gunmen who's coming after me.
Sounds like a confession.
Right. And your new number one. And this makes actually extends this person's lead for most number ones for a solo artist. It's the new Jay-Z.
Oh.
Light jigger, dark jigger, faux jigger, real jigger, rich jigger, pole jigger, house jigger, field jigger.
Jesus. 444 is the name of the album. Sold 262,000 copies.
I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Is it? So it's not just on Tidal, huh? You can get it everywhere.
No, it's it's for sale now.
It is his 14th time topping the chart. It extends his own record for most number one albums by a solo artist, and he'll have it for a while. Bruce Springsteen and Barbara Streisand are tied for second place in that particular record-keeping with 11 apiece. I don't know how many more records either one of them has in them. Number ones, anyway. No, Bruce Springsteen might, I guess. Well, and actually, didn't she just did one that was number one? Didn't she? Didn't she have a number one album last year? Top 10, anyway. The Beatles have the most number ones, but that's a group.
Right.
They have 19 number one albums. He could beat that record. Technically, this is the second week that 444 or 444 was out. It was a Tidal exclusive for 1 week. And Tidal doesn't report any data from that, so Billboard just ignored it. So, congratulations, JC. 262,000 copies. R. Kelly is a mystery. Like, here's a guy who's, he's a weirdo, even on some really bad levels. Like, he's, you know, there have been some, didn't he marry a Leo when she was like 15?
Yeah.
And then there have been all kinds of, like, weird allegations, and he's a Golden Showers guy too, right? And then he's got the whole so there's that.
Just throw that in there, why don't you?
Well, that's, you know, that is of note. And then he's got that the whole Out of the Closet series.
Which, Trapped in the Closet.
Trapped in the Closet, that's what it is. Those are great in a weird way. They're just so,
believe it or not,
freeform dude in a black background with a white suit on, right? A lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Whatever. All of this stuff falls behind the one resume entry, which it needs explanation. I don't even understand what that means.
He's a golden showers guy.
I got that. Like, we've had so people... he wants that done to him. Remember the time we had
Jim Norton
on, and he was like, I was saying, it seems so messy, or I was saying something just clearly, I don't get it. I have no idea. And he goes, oh, I don't spill. And he points, and I was like,
at his mouth hole.
Ah!
Yeah, it's hard to understand.
So he goes, what? And he was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And remember what he said?
Hot buttered popcorn.
All right. We shouldn't say.
Okay, we're right. Yeah. We shouldn't. That's wrong. Let's get back to R. Kelly and what he's up to now.
Man.
Apparently, he's got a cult. This is what BuzzFeed is reporting. You know how BuzzFeed is really 10 cute pictures of puppies pooping on other people's lawns, or, you know, whatever their category is. Once in a while, they do these, like, you know, BuzzFeed investigates.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they did one. This, I think this came out... When is this printed from? I think this is today.
Yeah, that was from today.
So, fans and former fans, which he should have more of R. Kelly, are reacting to claims that he kept women. He keeps women in a cult. So today, BuzzFeed published an investigative story headlined, R. Kelly is holding women against their will in a cult, parents told police. The article says, six women live in properties rented by Kelly in Chicago and the Atlanta suburbs, and he controls every aspect of their life, dictating what they eat, how they dress, when they bathe, when they sleep, and how they engage in sexual encounters that he records. They also claim the women are being physically and verbally abused. And I guess there are years of rumors and even civil and criminal cases that relate to this, these six properties where he keeps these various women. There were welfare checks and FBI investigations that were sparked by the latest people contending that he's doing these things. But police have not found cause for any new charges. An attorney for R. Kelly says, I can only wonder why folks would persist in defaming a great artist who loves his fans, works 24/7, and takes care of all the people in his life. He works hard to become the best person and artist he can be. It's interesting that stories and tales debunked many years ago turn up when his goal is to stop the violence, put down the guns, embrace peace and love. That's the price of fame. So anyway, people are Charlemagne the God. Isn't he the okay? Yeah, okay, guy.
No.
Oh.
That was,
Is that Sway?
That yeah, is Sway. Ha! Sway! Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. I saw Charlamagne the God. I'm like, oh, he's the... Yeah, okay. But I guess he's not.
It's another radio
guy. Yeah. He said, I really want to know what is the clinical term for whatever psychological condition R. Kelly has. How does the industry still support R. Kelly? And here's another person yelling about it. R. Kelly was in his mid to late 20s. He married his 15-year-old R&B protege. That should have ended him right there. He's a terrible human being who has now figured out how to make the law work for him. Anyway.
And still sells love songs, too, of all things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's an R&B love song guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys listen
anyway,
to that crap.
He's, yeah. It's, oof. I do like the I Believe I Can Fly song.
You do?
Sure. I do like that one.
All right. What did he just say?
This is the booty one. The booty.
He's saying feeling on your booty.
Play that one part.
It's coming up. It's coming up.
That's the part?
Here comes
the part. It was booty.
Oh.
Don't you think the executive
booty.
The executive director should have been like, bro, that one didn't work.
Like, yeah. He did it more than once, too. Justin Timberlake. I don't know. They're applauding him for doing what everyone should do. Someone gets smacked in the head with a golf ball and they're right near you. You should go see how they are. But
are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay? He did that and he's a hero, you guys.
All right. Well, good for him.
So congratulations on that. This was in Tahoe last week.
Oh, yeah. They had that big
That's where Eddie was
celebrity
there.
Thing. Yeah. Eddie Ift was there, too?
Eddie Ift was there, and he'll be in this week. Oh. He's doing the San Jose Improv Wednesday night?
Yes.
So Justin Timberlake said, are you okay, to a lady after she got nailed by a golf ball at a celebrity golf tournament near
said,
Tahoe?
She said, no, I just got hit in the head with a golf ball.
She was only 20 or 30 feet in front of the tee box, I guess, and it's basically like a line drive. Someone in Justin's group hit her, but not him. There are also videos of, if you want to watch a bunch of videos of Justin Timberlake having fun at a celebrity golf tournament. He dances with Jerry Rice and Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, were they doing the Carlton? I saw a little bit of that on the news.
I'm sure.
It was really cute.
And there was a basketball hoop up, so set up, so he grabbed a ball and
Steph Curry
sunk
was
a
there,
shot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. What's nice to be Justin Timberlake. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. I tried his new drink the other day.
Oh, he's got a new drink? There's a JT drink?
Well, it's there's a commercial with Christopher Walken, and Christopher Walken starts, like, reciting the words, bye-bye, baby.
Yeah.
And Justin, and they're like thinking of ideas like, oh, you know, what do we call this or whatever. So it's spelled B-A-I, but I think you pronounce it bye.
Yeah.
And it was a watermelon drink.
Oh.
It was good. I don't think there's any sugar in there.
Well, is there any alcohol in it?
No, no, no.
Oh. It's there's not no alcohol. Booze in
no,
it?
You
what
guys.
Are you doing?
I don't know.
What do you got to add?
What was I thinking?
Just add vodka to it or something?
I'm sure that would be delicious. That's a good idea.
Okay, I'll
but
do it.
But it was good. It was
there
a nice
you are
drink.
On vacation drinking a non-alcohol watermelon drink.
That is correct.
Weird.
And it's called Bye Bye Birdie?
No, it's just Bye.
Oh, just B-A-I. Bye. Oh.
Man, your husband being around all day has got to just be wearing you out.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
I only have a little bit more time here. Congratulations to the War for the Planet of the Apes. That made $56 million and won the weekend. They're actually saying Spider-Man, which opened last weekend to $117 million. It fell to second place this week with $45 million. And they're saying that
we've seen too many versions of Spider-Man over the last 15 years.
So everybody who wanted to see it saw it the first weekend. They say that's a 61% drop, and it's the biggest second week drop off for any Marvel Cinematic Universe movie ever. So, oh my God.
Well, yeah, they've done it too many times. Yeah. They've worn it out.
Anybody here Doctor Who fan? I remember watching a little of that when I was a kid, but I guess there are all different Doctor Who's because the show's been on for 40 plus years.
Is that
50
the
years?
Is that the new one with Benedict Cumberbatch?
No.
No, that's not it. This is a BBC thing.
Yeah, it's
that
a,
she's talking about.
It's like a I'm not even exactly sure what it is. All I know
I don't
is
know
that
what
the,
it is either.
The 13th. It's I think it's just a BBC show, like you said, but it's been on for our whole lifetime.
But is Doctor Who like a...
it's a sci-fi thing, I
believe.
Oh,
he's not a superhero guy.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But again, the only reason I'm reporting this is because for the first time, Doctor Who has been replaced many times over the years. I believe this person is going to be the 13th Doctor Who.
Oh.
And for the first time ever, it's a girl.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Her name is Jodie Whittaker. And if you watch the BBC version of Broadchurch, which is on Netflix, it's amazing. She plays the mother on that. And she was also in one of the Black Mirror episodes, the one where they can rewatch. Their whole life is getting taped and they've got all these memories.
I would save you. Just so you know.
Yeah, that's a different episode.
I know. Yeah. You brought up that.
I wouldn't be able to do it. She'll be the 13th person
you
to play the doctor.
Let me die.
I hope you'd understand.
I don't understand.
You get up to heaven, you'll have to. I just can't do it, Vinny. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. I'll be really sad and bummed out at myself. I'll be like, oh, it's too bad I couldn't save him.
Well, you don't have to. I would still save you anyway.
Thank you. I totally
appreciate
it. And
I'd save you, too.
I said I would save you.
Thank you.
I'll tough it out for you, Vin.
I guess that's all. Here's something that I think anybody can relate to this. If you have a dog and you want to fly with your dog,
it
sucks when you have to pack them with the rest of the luggage.
Yeah.
That's not cool. It sucks for them. It's super scary. So Schoolboy Q...
Mm. I like Schoolboy Q.
He flew from Missouri to Burbank on United on Friday, and they lost his dog.
Oh, no.
Oh.
When he got there, someone else's dog showed up. So they had switched the dog carriers. His dog, they did wind up finding the dog. It was, I guess there was a mix-up during a layover in Denver, and his new French bulldog puppy ended up in Chicago. He's, of course, planning to sue. But
I got my eye on those French bulldogs. They are cute.
They're so cute. A lot of breathing problems and hip problems, apparently.
Is that true?
That's what they say.
Yeah, it's very true. Any bulldog.
They're very inbred, and they've been bred to a point, and they have some problems.
So you can't get good ones?
No. Bulldog is really...
No. Don't say you can't get good ones. You get good ones, you just have problems to deal with, that's all.
Well... That's what he's talking about.
Every you want one
amazing.
That isn't going to automatically have hip issues.
Yes.
Sheesh.
United said that they got his dog to him later that night, and they're refunding his money, so please don't sue. But he's pissed. You can't blame him. I mean, God, he's so worried about your stupid dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Stupid dog.
Stupid dog.
You're stupid.
I know. Thanks. What's coming up, Vinny?
More debates that are going to end people's relationships.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. We are back from vacation, and it's lovely to get all your texts and hear the nice things you have to say. It's wonderful. This part of the program is brought to you by Spot Hero. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got tickets to see Sam Hunt at the Shoreline Amphitheater on August 11th. So if you're listening at 9, you can win those.
That's happening at 9, noon, and 5.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. I realize you've been connected for many years, Sarah. But
connected to what?
You've been partnered up. You've been married. You've been shacked up.
I thought you meant like to the internet.
For many years now.
Yes.
But it must be some relief or comfort knowing that if you two were to ever part, there's an app out there that could have you getting serviced by tonight.
Oh, well, that is a relief, Vinny. I would hate to think that I'd spend one night not getting serviced.
Right, Yuzi?
Absolutely.
Is it called outside my window?
Would you get on Tinder if you were single, do you think?
Maybe.
What do you mean? Do you already have so many guys lined up right now that you don't need it?
Hey, I always want more.
All right.
Are you on Tinder, woman?
What did she just say?
I always want more.
What accent was that?
I don't know.
That was like a badass accent.
That was my whore accent.
I always want more.
Well, anyway.
I'm a hoe. Hello.
This is a Tinder story. I just thought I'd, you know, lead us in with a little fun. It turns out somebody over there
always wants more.
Can't line up enough.
Well, it's nice to have a line. Makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Back in September of 2014, a guy named...
Even if half of them have walkers now.
Those are the kind you want. You go through them faster.
1 foot in the grave, baby!
I'm sure that's not the case.
Oh, look, the top of a flight of stairs.
I didn't see you.
Oopsie.
Back in September of 2014, a guy named Josh and a woman named Michelle in Cleveland, Ohio, matched on Tinder. So Josh sent a message saying hi. Uh-huh. Michelle didn't write back for 2 months.
Oh.
And then said, sorry, my phone died.
Oh, for 2 months.
Right. So Josh wrote her back 2 months after that and said, sorry, I was in the shower.
Oh.
This went on for 3 years.
Oh.
These two turkeys continued the joke for 3 years.
So they were meant to be together.
They wrote back and forth every few months with some ridiculous excuse for not getting in touch. Never actually met. Last week, Josh posted 3 years of their conversations on Twitter. It went viral and Tinder found out and said, how would you two like to get together on our dime?
Mm.
Anywhere you want to go, we'll buy you tickets and send you. Oh. So Josh and Michelle picked Hawaii.
I knew it. I was like, well, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And awesome. Tinder is now flying these two turkeys to Hawaii.
Right.
Now, do they have to? I have some questions. Do they have to stay in the same room and everything? Because I'd be like, I don't know this guy. And I want my own
She
room.
Does know him. She's known him longer than most people who hook up on Tinder.
No, they don't know each other.
They do, though.
They
3 years of
high hilarity.
Staying in touch. No, is way more than some people on Tinder.
They can't be sharing a room right off the bat. That's just assuming too much. They need separate rooms.
That's them. Oh, they're going to love each other. Hey, wait, he's got a lion.
He has his own lion?
He's got like a cheetah.
A trainer? What? Describe what they look like.
They're made for each other.
They're super
he's
cute
a hipster
white
doofus,
folks.
And she's like, right, a 19-year-old hottie. like with brown hair.
And what's the cheetah lion?
I guess he's like a lion trainer or something. I don't really know.
Or a typical.
They're both very good looking.
People take selfies with everything, everywhere.
Sure. It's hard to get that close to a cheetah.
Sure.
Or whatever that thing is. It does have kind of a cheetah looking face, but it's only him in the face. That's they're very good looking. I'm sure they'll have beautiful children together.
Sarah.
Yes, darling.
Is it soda or is it pop?
It's soda.
Is it sub or is it hoagie?
It's a grinder.
What?
It's a sub if I have to choose between the two of those. But when I grew up, subs are grinders. Get a grinder.
It's a grinder. What do you call the shoes you wear when you exercise?
Sneakers.
Sneakers is one of the most popular answers. Mm. Tennis shoes, the other big.
Yeah. Trainers, I've heard a few times.
This is one of those debates that people have a tendency to be like, you just did it. It's a grinder. When I grew up, it's a grinder.
It's a grinder.
It's not a sub, and it's not a hoagie. Yeah. It's a grinder.
It's not. It's a grinder.
According to a study at Harvard, 45% of people call them sneakers, mostly in the Northeast. 41% call them tennis shoes. The rest are like gym shoes or just shoes.
Shoes.
But there you go. There's the debate.
Yeah.
Tearing the world apart.
There's a whole... they can tell where you're from by what you...
Sure.
And they'll be like, what do you call the side of a road? What do you call a circle where people take their cars in a circle and there's various exits off it?
A roundabout.
It's a rotary.
It's a what?
It's a rotary.
It's not a rotary.
It's...
No one calls
I've never
it
heard it called a roundabout until I left New England.
It's a rotary?
I've
it's
never rotary. Heard it called a rotary.
No, that's what
I've
it's
never
called.
Heard it.
It even says like rotary.
And I know a ton of people.
What do you call it?
A roundabout.
Right.
It's well, and people call them traffic person. Circles too. But there's all different regionalisms. Like, you know, what do you call the turn signal in your car? Or what do you call the water fountain? You know, there's different names.
Well, I've heard the dinner or supper.
Right. Yep.
Supper. Who calls it that?
I call it supper.
Get out of here!
I gotta go home and eat supper.
You do not.
Supper, sure.
You do?
What's for supper? Yeah. I mean, I'll also say dinner. I'm not exclusive on those, but for sure I've heard it called supper. I've called it supper.
Okay.
Eat your supper.
Here's something from BuzzFeed. You did one earlier.
Yeah.
I got one
They're
for
the
you, too. These are things that are probably overhyped.
Oh, okay.
A new survey asked a bunch of people if a bunch of different stuff is overrated. Like, for example,
the Kardashians.
The Bachelor and the Bachelorette was number one, the most overrated thing.
Amen.
It is overrated.
Amen.
I actually agree. I would not watch that if it wasn't for John. It's too long.
And
it's so stupid. But you do get sucked in because these people, you just can't believe how stupid they are. You're just like, oh. All right, I'll watch.
New Year's Eve comes in at number two on the list of overrated.
I love New Year's Eve.
You do?
I do. It's nice. You feel like it's a fresh start. I do anyway. I like New Year's Eve a lot.
All right.
Although the older I get, the harder it is to stay up till midnight.
Yeah, I think that's a young man's game. For myself, I just don't care. I do like the fresh start and a new year and all that, but the night itself.
That's fun.
And the
if
party,
you got some plans, sometimes
go,
people will have big. You went to Hawaii for the year 2000.
Well, I was hoping to get trapped there, Sarah.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
And then it turns out
he's still there. I don't know what's going on.
That just wasn't true, that whole Y2K thing. Avocados are high on the list of overrated.
No.
Yeah, avocado.
It's the perfect food.
It's excellent.
But there are people who hate avocado.
Bacon's on the list, though, and I would say, bacon's overrated. It's good, sure. But
bacon's good.
This like I have a T-shirt about my love for bacon, and I always.
And if you say you love bacon, that people assume you're in this club. But it's I just like bacon, and I only like certain bacon. You know, it's got to be the right. It's got to be cooked right. It's got to be the right kind. I don't like the stringy stuff. I don't like the floppy stuff. You know, I'm particular about my bacon.
Cats,
Oh, God, cats are awful.
On the list of overrated.
Awful.
Did you say awful or awesome?
Awful. Awful. Cats are awful. Ugh. Hair everywhere. Although
aww,
it
see?
Is, I know. They're so happy to see us.
Yeah.
And the swinging chair on
they're
my back.
They're so not dogs, though. They are
oh,
not
no,
dogs.
Oh, no, they're not. Mm. But dogs are overrated, too.
No, they're not.
They no are. Way.
It's true.
Ugh. No.
Oh, my God, stop it. Just can you calm
dogs
down?
Dogs are amazing.
Please, stop jumping on me. God, dogs slobbering, pooping.
So great.
Well, you poop.
Yeah, but I poop in a toilet so I can flush it. Like, I don't have to walk around with a plastic bag to pick up warm poo with. I mean, ugh, God, you people and your
hey,
dogs.
At least we pick it
dog,
up.
Well, some of you do.
High on the list of overrated things. Summer.
Oh, forget it.
I agree 1,000%.
Summer is so great.
Way too hot. Who can sleep in this heat? Last night I'm laying there like, oh,
I love summer.
Me.
I love the long nights. I love that my kids aren't in school. Oh,
is
God,
your
I love
kid
summer.
Was your kid able to sleep? Did she join you guys? What happened?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah,
my
course.
Kid joins us every night.
Oh.
It is an absolute habit.
How does it work?
I don't,
like,
she
how
goes
many
to bed
minutes after.
I don't know. It changes, but she goes to bed. Her mom puts her to bed. It takes an hour to make that happen. Then I go to bed. At some point, that child is next to me, headbutting me and kicking me.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it because when it goes away, you will actually find yourself nostalgic.
No, before she was born, I would have told you never.
Oh, you did
letting
tell
us.
That,
tell
it's
us that
on
was
the list,
on the
of
list
of the things you'll never.
I would never let that kid in our bed. Yeah. There's no reason for that. She should be in her own bed. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong thing. Yeah, I love it. Sure.
Aww.
I mean, it wakes me up, and it sucks because, you know, it hurts to get kicked in the face when you're trying to sleep and stuff.
But they're dirty little feet.
But, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Bryn, you looking forward to that, buddy?
Yep, you know it.
All right. Oh, you're having a little girl.
Highly overrated? Love!
Oh, that's
on
crazy.
On the list.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, love.
Boomin?
Love is great.
The drama, it's just...
But
it doesn't have to be
that way.
Do you guys have drama?
No.
How was Johnny V's birthday?
It was great.
That's wonderful.
There's always drama. There's always some
There's
drama.
No drama.
Sometimes there is.
No. The only drama is when they leave. It's like, oh, you're leaving.
Boy, these...
You're all dramatic about it.
These two, you two have... You just have them conformed or something.
I know.
To like
you're crazy. They're just...
Brainwashed.
Look at Izzy. She's not denying it. Yeah.
She's like wicked.
Yep.
I got it.
Yep.
Yeah, you and John could be winking at each other. You and my John. Uh-huh. Me and your John are like, what? What? We're doing what?
I only mentioned this because they couldn't be more wrong. Pizza makes the list of overrated.
It's not. Well, listen, there's some bad pizza out there for sure, but nothing beats a great slice of pizza.
Yeah, pizza's way too good.
So delicious.
To be on that list.
That's not overrated. Who did that? BuzzFeed? Stop
BuzzFeed
it.
BuzzFeed did it.
They're right about a couple things, though.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I've got a couple here. People wrote it. Boy, you mentioned a dog and people, right. I won't do all those right now.
Oh, the puppy that got lost, the schoolboy Q.
What happened? What is that?
His puppy, he put it on a flight and it went somewhere else.
Oh.
So he's suing United.
510 says, you can get good French bulldogs, Vinny. I have three.
Yeah, I'm sure you get good ones. You know, there's good dogs, there's bad dogs, but they do have some inherent issues.
Well, most dog breeds do. Mm-hmm. Someone wrote and said they're super hyper and...
They don't seem like
it. I don't know, man. Labs are so sprung.
You should go to the pound. Adopt a dog.
I'm not doing anything right now. It's something I looked at because I do miss having a dog.
I know. I knew you'd get another dog.
I'm not doing it, though, but I just...
But
I
someday you will because you're
it.
A dog person.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard for dog people. You know, dogs, they don't live forever, as we're all well aware, and it's a void in your life. And
super bogus, yeah.
And it's a... It's, you know, for some people, they really need that.
You want to know...
Something missing from their life.
Six dogs that have the fewest health problems.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, do you want to do something else?
No.
All right.
Please.
English Springer Spaniel is the best, healthiest dog.
Oh.
English Springers.
Are those like the tall Cocker Spaniels with the brown and white?
Yeah, the brown and white for sure, yes. Have you ever heard of Shiba Inus?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Poodles is number three.
Poodles?
Yeah. Least.
4 is Greyhound.
Really?
5 is Border Collies.
Oh, I like those. Those are pretty.
Yeah. They're hyper, though.
Yeah. They are?
Oh, yeah.
And then I think...
Where's the last one?
Well, the thing just kind of...
Like a galley.
Australian cattle dogs are good.
Oh.
Oh.
Like right. Those?
They're also hyper, but sure.
You got to run those suckers.
Yeah, exactly. They need a lot of exercise. Yeah. They need a purpose.
Go get a fat old dog from the pound.
Most the time, I love running Willa and walking Willa and all that. But on a rainy day, like certain time, or you've got work and you just get home from a long day and
you're
there
trying
she
to
is
rush
like,
home to get there, yeah.
Oh, I got to go. And you're just all, oh, dude, I've had the longest day. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
The last three are Siberian Huskies, Beagles, and?
Beagles.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua!
Chihuahua.
Oh, I went to a animal shelter the other day.
Did you? Why?
It's called Pets in Need. It's in Redwood City because they wrote into us a few weeks back saying, hey, come on by, check out our shelter.
Oh, so you have a new dog.
I do not. Oh, and they're so cute.
What were you going to get?
I want to go check out the shelter because I think I'm going to start volunteering there.
Oh.
But it's right in Redwood City, you know, so it's close to my house. The facility is beautiful.
That's sweet, Yuza.
Yeah, I think I'll talk to you guys about this in a couple weeks, but it's like National Dog Day or something's going on in August, so I think maybe we'll bring the people in for a couple minutes and share some information about shelter.
Watch him freak out.
Yeah, I know.
He's so weird about dogs.
I know.
Well,
he doesn't like pets at all. Like my
all frozen, like, oh, don't
And of
touch
course,
me.
when someone doesn't like dogs or cats, they're like a magnet for dogs and cats.
Well, right.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's some you give off. They just want to convince you that they're great.
I'll read some more texts after this quick break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.